listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of February 18th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week, we're talking about the effects of a compound called bisphenol S, which is the substitute for bisphenol A that they've been using to replace that harmful compound in the lining of plastics.
Right, BPA.
BPA. It's been all over the news.
Oh, yeah,
There's been all sorts of regulations now required on it. And unfortunately, now we're finding that the substitute that they're using for it is just as harmful as it is.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, let's break it down.
So it's
now BP, what is it?
It's called BPS.
BPS.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is out of the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Studies showing that this compound called bisphenol A, or BPA for short,
mm-hmm.
We found that it was an endocrine disruptor, meaning that it affected how our hormones are produced,
mm-hmm.
and it was specifically harmful for infants.
Okay.
And so the industry, and they use it in the lining of cans and in plastics.
Yeah.
So the industry responded by, changing what they were using. Instead of bisphenol A, they started using something called bisphenol S.
Okay, so let's...
similar compound, obviously.
Okay, so how much has the BPS been tested?
Well, basically what it's saying is, in addition to having similar names, BPA and BPS share a similar structure and versatility, and BPS is now known to be used in everything from currency to thermal receipt paper in widespread human exposure to BPS was confirmed in a 2012 analysis of urine samples taken in the U.S., Japan, China, and 5 other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So according to this study, BPS disrupts cellular responses to the hormone estrogen,
mm-hmm.
changes patterns of cell growth and death, and hormone release. And it also does so at extremely low levels of exposure.
Hmm.
So that's basically what the concern is that just like BPA, low levels of exposure to it are causing the same issues with health that BPA was causing.
So the kids, the licky,
the sippy cups.
Sippy cups, thank you. So are they now made with BPS?
I'm sure some of them are, because this is what, I mean, I don't know specifically which products are using BPS,
mm-hmm.
but it's a widespread compound that's now being used to replace the BPA that was once being used in these products.
Okay. And was there an actual study with BPS? I mean...
This study came out of the University of Texas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And basically it says, our studies show that BPS is active at the very low concentrations, just like... Your hormones are. So
mm-hmm.
it's in the range of, this is incredible, it's in the range of parts per trillion to parts per quadrillion. That's little.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, parts per trillion, like one part in a trillion, it's that little.
Wow, that's really small.
That's how small of an amount would do damage
really?
To the body. That's what they're finding.
And exactly what damage are we seeing?
Well, the same type of damage that we saw with BPA. Basically, it says that it interferes with the production of your hormones, your sex hormones,
mm-hmm.
Especially estrogen,
mm-hmm.
they're finding. So we were finding that it was creating developmental problems in females,
mm-hmm.
especially young female children.
Mm-hmm.
And in infants, it was creating neurological damage, meaning that their neurological functions were hampered because of the BPA.
Because of the BPA.
Right. So they're now finding that BPS is doing the same thing. It's basically affecting the same pathways in the body that BPA does.
Mm.
Now, what's interesting to me is, and actually this was the first time that I'd heard of BPS,
mm-hmm.
But, when you have a compound that's so similar, I mean, bisphenol A, bisphenol S, it's just, they're very similar molecular structure. It's just a matter of a positioning on the molecule.
Okay.
And so obviously you would think that there would be some type of similarity in the body of how it would react. It would, you know, it would be very similar to like a cis fat and a trans fat.
Okay.
You know, they have similar structures, and so the body tries to incorporate them in the same way mm-hmm. in the body. But the cis structure, which is the one that occurs in nature, fits into the cell membranes nicely, mm-hmm. whereas the trans fat goes into those same cell membranes, but it gets stuck there, and it jams up the cell receptor sites.
Right.
So when you're talking about two other similar compounds, bisphenol A and bisphenol S, you would have to think that they would be affecting the body in a similar way.
Right, right.
And since none of them are natural, mm-hmm. they're, you know, synthetically derived compounds, they would probably have similar problems.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it wasn't widely studied before use in the same way that bisphenol A wasn't.
I see. So BPS we'll be hearing more about, probably.
We will be hearing more about that, I'm sure, in the future as more of this information comes out and more studies are done.
All right, Dee, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast for Process Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can check out all our other podcasts and lots of other great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.